Good Monday afternoon. You're listening to The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Tomorrow, a big day for Apple Watchers. Rumor has it the company's going to unveil a few dandy new devices, including an iWatch. Meanwhile, Amazon's slicing, dicing prices on the Fire Phone. Todd Bishop, co-founder of GeekWire, is back in the studio with us. Hey, Todd.
Great to see you, Marcy.
Let's start with the iPhone expected impending announcement.
Yes.
What do we know and what do we expect from the company?
The main certainty is that it will be a larger iPhone, probably labeled the iPhone 6 and potentially in two sizes. Right now, you've got the iPhone, which is right around 4.5 inches. That is where they're expecting to go up higher. And they are expected to come out with one version that's slightly larger and then another that's in the 5-inch diagonal range, which we like to refer to as the phablet.
The phablet, PH, by the way, phablet. And this is to compete with Samsung.
In some ways, yes. Samsung has its Galaxy Note out for a while now, and it's essentially that space in between the tablet and the smartphone.
Will there be a new operating system to accompany these devices?
Yes, in fact. We know that Apple is coming out with iOS 8, and that is expected to be the operating system that runs on these phones.
But more than these phones, what everybody seems really hyped about is an iWatch, which I believe is what everybody's calling it, a wristwatch.
Exactly. Essentially, Apple's entrance into the wearables market. And this is really a pivotal moment for Apple. Since the passing of Steve Jobs, the question has been, can the company continue to redefine platforms? You've seen them do that with the iPod, where there were music players that existed before the iPod. The iPod came out and really just reshaped the market. The iPhone and the iPad did the same thing. Can Apple now do the same thing in the wearable market?
What do they want this watch to do?
So what we know so far, and we won't know for sure until Tuesday morning at about 10 a.m.
But in your crystal ball,
you
think?
It looks like it will sync up with the iPhone. It'll use a technology called near-field communication to do that, which is a way of communicating wirelessly among devices over short distances. We know that it will have health monitoring of some sort, like many of the existing devices, like the Fitbit, for example. It also could enable some kind of payment system where you're actually paying with your wrist. And get this, Marcy, it will tell time.
Oh, I didn't think people used watches for that anymore. I thought they were for other things. So I know that the health app is sort of a gray area because I've read that Apple is trying to get various health providers and health organizations to buy in and help develop apps, sort of like the Fitbit. But given the brouhaha over storing sensitive information in the cloud that occurred last week with the hacking of the nude celebrity photos,
yes,
we have federal laws against leaking health information.
Right, HIPAA, yes.
And so what are we thinking here?
Yeah, that is a potential issue here for Apple. And certainly the timing of those leaks last week was not good for the company. It'll be interesting to see if Tim Cook addresses that, Apple's CEO on stage, or any of the other Apple execs making the presentation tomorrow. Whether or not it actually prevents them from rolling out specific features, I think is an open question. I think that it's a bit tougher for them to actually be prevented from coming out with features, but it could make people more wary of actually putting their personal information into the cloud.
Well, I think that the hacking of the photos have at least a lot of people aware of the risks that you take when you put sensitive anything.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, Apple is not the only company to have gotten hacked, certainly over the past couple of years. And they talked about that specifically as something where it was social engineering versus something that was a distinct security flaw in their own cloud computing infrastructure.
GeekWire's Todd Bishop is with us, regular guest on The Record. And Todd, while we're on the subject of telephones, Amazon had the huge unveiling of the Fire Phone, and now it's like, you know, the ultimate sale. We are slashing those prices.
It's a fire sale.
A fire sale.
That's right.
Good. Touché.
Just this morning, a day before Apple is expected to come out with its announcement, Amazon said that they will be, and actually have, in fact, cut the price of the Fire Phone to 99 cents on a contract, which is typically the move that a company makes when something is not selling very well. And that appears to be the case here.
How many Fire phones have they sold? This is a very private company. I don't know if you have the exact information, but what do you know?
They have not given the exact information, but we think it's in the tens of thousands versus the millions of units that you might expect a company to sell. So not very many. And the problem here is that Amazon has essentially tied its fortunes to AT&T with an exclusive arrangement. They actually just announced this morning they're going to be expanding into the UK and some other European markets, and they are doing the same thing there. They're working exclusively for the launch with individual wireless carriers, which really can hamstring a device.
It seems in this country, people are trying to get away from that.
Absolutely. A big selling point for many devices these days is that it works across all four big U.S. wireless carriers.
And lastly, here's something that I'm just questioning. A lot of folks are signing up for Amazon Fresh in this market, and Amazon's been expanding that. In San Francisco, you aren't going to see those green Amazon Fresh trucks. They're signing up with the U.S. Postal Service to deliver food.
That's right. So Amazon is doing some interesting partnerships with the Postal Service. First, they are doing Sunday delivery, and then this new partnership where they're testing the idea of having postal trucks, before they go out on their routes for the day, delivering your Amazon Fresh groceries. Fascinating. They're just testing it there, and they're going to see if it works. And if so, they're going to roll it out more broadly.
All right. This is between 3 and 7 a.m. Your food is going to come in an insulated container.
Which it does already. Now, so this,
okay, this is the same container.
Basically the same idea, in essence, but it's just expanding it to these Postal Service trucks.
You ever had a package lost by USPS and get it 3 weeks later? I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Hey, I need to go back. I misspoke. The iPhone 5S is 4 inches. The two new ones will be the 4.7 inches and 5.5 inches, just to get that on the record.
And when are we going to see these things actually for sale?
Well, the iWatch, we don't expect it until next year.
Okay.
The new iPhones, we expect within weeks.
GeekWire's Todd Bishop talking tech with us again. Apple will unveil the real facts tomorrow in San Francisco. Thanks so much for being with us.
Anytime, Marcy.